Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone-in number is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at victorfrankwhiteindigolarryindigomandog@twaamc.com. That's VFW, Veterans of Foreign War, ILLIMD. At twaamc.com. Tonight, we're going to be discussing age diagnostics. That's correct. All the things you need to do to grow younger and healthier like me. That's correct. That's what we're going to be discussing. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's www.growyoungeragain.com. You can also get it at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. You can get it on iTunes and a lot of other outlets. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.feel29.com, www.feel29.com. Now, if you want to take an age diagnostic test, you can go to my measureage.com website, measureage.com, put your information, and it will give you the answers that you need. This year, 750 people will die of heart disease, another 550,000 people will die of cancer, but you know, an astounding 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. These are FDA-approved drugs. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects. Can you imagine that? FDA is there to protect the consumer. You know, if a physician's, if one person died because of a physician, that physician could lose their license, that physician gets sued, but 100,000 people die. And the FDA will not be held accountable for it. One in three adult Americans have high blood pressure. 23 million Americans will be diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes this year. In 1950, there were less than 1 million type 2 diabetics. That's correct. Last year, There was 350 million visits to physicians. Last year there were 420 million visits to alternative medical practitioners. More people went to see alternative medical practitioners than what went to see medical doctors. Well, you know, a big reason for that is because we as physicians do not find the cause of underlying problems, and we do not treat the problems. We put Band-Aids on our patients, and we hope our patients get better. It's amazing that in the last 50 years, despite everything you hear, the cancer industry's survival rate is no better than it was 50 years ago. Despite the fact that they can go out and because of all the new diagnostic tools, we can actually diagnose cancers a lot sooner than we did before, yet we still do not have any better cure rates. You know, you see the ads and it says, you know, after I got my cancer, I went to the cancer society, cancer group, and they were the most caring. They took care of me. The care that never quits. But guess what? They never tell you that these people are doing any better, that they were cured of the cancer. You know, I saw a survey. It said that 93% of oncologists would not give their parents, themselves, their friends and family, chemotherapy or radiation therapy. 93%. What does that tell you? You know, you get cancer, they tell you, eat what you want. How can they possibly tell you that? Cancer is cells which are growing faster than other cells. You know, we all have cancer. I have cancer. You have cancer. The only difference between me and a cancer patient is because my cancer was destroyed by my immune system. You see, every day we have millions of cells that mutate into cancer cells every single day. And our body's defenses goes in there and destroys those cells so that you don't go into full-blown cancer. It's only after the cancer has grown to a certain size can they be seen on the CAT scan and the MRIs, the ultrasound, and the diagnostic testing that gets done. But here's the deal. Cancer cells love sugar. Sugar is their primary source of nutrition. If you deny the cancer cells their sugar, they will not grow as fast. And if they don't grow as fast, that gives your immune system a chance to come in there and kill them. So why are we not improving the diets of cancer patients, taking them off of sugar, number one, and number two, putting them on the right nutrition so that they can make their immune cells stronger and healthier so they can go in there and fix the problems? Why is that not happening? You know why? Because the moment someone is diagnosed with cancer, they are worth $300,000 to the cancer industry. $300,000. Telling someone who has cancer that they need to cut out sugar and eat a lot more healthily so that their immune system could be stronger does not make the Cancer Society $300,000. Follow the money. Well, we're going to talk about several things today in physio age. Testing is one of them because we want to know how you can grow younger. All right. Well, first of all, before you can do that, you have to know how well are you aging. The first step to aging well is knowing how well you are aging. To find out how fast you are aging, number one, to identify the causes to diseases and make sure they don't come anywhere near your body. Number three, to recognize your weakest body system. And number four is to receive a comprehensive individual health profile. You see, if you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. If I said to you, I'm going to Houston, tell me the route. Well, the route to Houston depends on where I'm coming from. If I'm coming from Dallas, I take 45. If I'm coming from San Antonio, I take I-10. If I'm coming from Japan, I take a plane or a boat, and then I take a car or a train or a bus. So where you come, where you are is very important. So being able to do the right testing to see where you are is very important. You know, I would say to my patients, before I know where to take you, I need data. I need information. So we need to do a full evaluation to see where you are physically. Now, just because you are 50 years old, chronologically. That doesn't mean that you are 50 years old. See, you could be 50 years old, but your heart could be 70. All right? Your skin could be 30. Your brain could be 50. All right? But here's the deal. You are as old as your oldest link. So if you are 50 and everything in your body is 45 and your lung is 70, you are 70 physiologically. And therefore you will deteriorate as your lungs go. Well, knowing that, we can then devise solutions to that. You see, when your muscles are flabby and old, what do? We exercise to improve your muscles so your muscle can become younger and healthier. If your brain is sluggish, Luminosity has testing that can be done to improve your brain function, to make your brain sharper. You can come and get into my testing, because I use ClearMind's neurotransmitter testing and biofeedback. The biofeedback has ways to optimize your brain function and make your brain sharper and more energized. So, you know, if we know where your weakest link are, we can certainly work on strengthening those weakest link. You know, if your lungs is weak, guess what you do? You can strengthen your lungs. What is your lungs? Your lungs is a balloon. If you have a new balloon and you blow it up, the recoil on the balloon is tremendous. The moment you take your lips away from the balloon, that balloon goes pop and closes rapidly. Well, that's the way your lungs are when you're young. But as you get older and you use your lungs over and over and over, just like a balloon, if you keep blowing it up over and over and over, after a while, the balloon gets weak. And then when you take your lips away, it sort of struggles to deflate itself. Well, you know, taking a little inspirometer, the little machine that you get at your bedside when you have surgery on your abdomen, that they want to make sure you don't get a lung infection. Though that machine optimizes your lungs, improves your recoil of your lungs, and makes your lungs young and healthy. You know, your skin. You know, when some people come into the clinic, and they want their face done, they want us to use a laser to take care of some of the sunspots, age spots, and stuff on their face. You know, I always say to them, look, you know, what are you going to do about your décolleté? Well, you know why that is? Because if we detox your face by using a laser and clean it out, get rid of all the age spots, all the sunspots, all the freckles, all the things that you don't want, or get rid of the wrinkles and stuff like that. If we don't do your neck, your face will look a lot younger than your neck, and people can say, well, the face may look good, but obviously she's not that young after all. Look at her neck. See, and so it's very important that you don't just do a little bit, you do everything in there so that you can be optimal. So PhysioAge, what PhysioAge does, it does testing. It checks your heart to tell you what your physiologic age of your heart, checks your lungs to tell you your physiologic age of your lungs, your brain, your skin, your immune functions. You could even do a telomere testing in there that will tell you telomerically where you are in that way. And PhysioAge, what it does, it takes all this data and puts it through a computer system, and it spits out what your chronological, what your physiologic age is. In my case, when I started out, everything was pretty good, except for my dreaded lung. My lung was much older than my chronologic age. Well, I set out to exercise my lung and improve my lungs, and now my lung is one of my best features. And now my physiological age is 27, as opposed to my chronological age, and I'm not going to tell you that because I'm 29 over and over again. All right. So that's how physio age works. And we do physio age at the office. We can actually sit you down. We'll take about an hour, hour and a half, and then we'll go through all the parameters. We even have a brain function test that you can take. It takes about 15 minutes and it tells you how good your memory is, how sharp your cognitive function. It goes through all that sort of stuff, and you get a pretty good breakdown. And what's really nice about the physio age test is that if you do the right things and we check you in a year's time, you'll find out that physiologically you are much younger than when you first started out. So that's just one of the tests that we use to measure your age and to help you grow younger and healthier. Now, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free show on KTSA 550 radio. The call-in number for information is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. Our email, vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc. You can, my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at, Barnes and Noble's. It's available on Amazon. It's also available at growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. At growyoungeragain.com, you can actually get an autographed copy of the book. You can also call us at my office at Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, which is 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the web at feel29.com. That's feel29.com. Now, we're talking about age diagnostics. We talked about physio age. That's how you measure your age. But you know, there are other things that you can really look, because there are things like, if you have depression or anxiety or insomnia, or you have immune disorders or hormone imbalance or chronic fatigue syndrome, food sensitivities, intestinal permeability, like leaky gut, metal hypersensitivity, stress, these all things can affect your neurotransmitters. Now, what are your neurotransmitters? You know, you guys hear about hormones all the time. Well, your neurotransmitters are your brain hormones. That's what the brain uses to conduct itself. The brain sends the neurotransmitters down to tell other organs what to do. So in other words, if you put your hand on a hot stove, there's a neurotransmitter in your hand that carries the signal to your brain, says to your brain, hey brain, the hand is on a hot stove. And then the brain sends a signal back to the neurotransmitter hand, hey guys, move your hand away. And so that's what happens. If your neurotransmitters are not optimal or they're not functioning properly, guess what? You get brain fog, your reflexes are slowed, and you just do not function the way you should. So a big part of having your age optimized by doing age diagnostics is to optimize your neurotransmitters. Now, we have a test that you can do. You just spit into something 4 times during the daytime, and then it will tell you what your neurotransmitters are, and then we could actually, through biofeedback, we could actually correct those problems with depression and anxiety, insomnia. We could even optimize your brain using the biofeedback. We could also optimize your neurotransmitters by giving you the proper bioidentical neurotransmitters that you need, or the precursors to them. And most of them are made of amino acids. Right? And vitamin B. B vitamins. Very, very important for that. So knowing where your neurotransmitters are is very important, and optimizing your neurotransmitters is very, very important for your brain function. So we've talked about, find out where you are with physio age analysis, and then we've talked about neurotransmitter testing and treatment. Next, we want to talk about your highway system in your body. Your highway system is your blood. Your blood is your highway system. What happens if your highway system gets clogged or there's a traffic jam? Well, nothing can get through, and the village that that road is supplying dies. That's correct. That's what your highway system does. It allows you to transport goods and services, nutrition, and it allows you to transmit things that are not supposed to be there. It allows you to both carry things and take things away from your organs. And when your arteries or your veins are blocked, it creates a tremendous problem that can cause you to die. Arginine, or high dose arginine, is one of the amino acid that you get whenever you eat proteins that helps your arteries function better. See, I always say this. If you go to Home Depot and you buy a water hose, you bend it, it's very flexible. You look down the barrel, it's pristine. You turn the water on, the water pressure is psh. That's your arteries at 15. A year later, it's been sitting in the sun. You pick it up and you try to bend it. It feels like it wants to crack. You look down the barrel, there's little plaques in there. You turn the water on, the water pressure is very slow and sluggish. That's your artery at 60. Arginine, high dose arginine, converts that artery of 60 into an artery of 15. And by doing thus, it, number one, strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, lowers your blood pressure. So we can use it to help with high blood pressure. Number three, helps protect you from getting heart attacks. Number four, it helps protect you from getting strokes. Number five, it tells your pituitary to make growth hormone. Number six, it keeps your arteries and veins nice and soft and pliable. So now your blood can get to all your little villages, all your little towns. It can get everywhere. So now you can have good blood flow to your fingers and your toes. For those of you who have cold hands and feet, you can get better blood flow to your penis. So you can help with erectile dysfunction. You can get better blood flow to your vaginal area so you can lubricate better so that you can have a better, healthier sex life. It can get to your kidneys better, help the blood flow to your liver, to your other organs better, and helps your body detox because it's taking away all the toxins from all over your body and taking it to your liver, where your liver can now detox you. So arginine is very, very important for that. That's high dose arginine. Now, you may have heard what nitrous oxide. Well, nitrous oxide is the substance that the cells that line your arteries make. Your cells make a lot of it when you're young. But when you get older, these cells do not make a lot of arginine, nitrous oxide, which is what helps the cells fix the problems in the arteries. Arginine actually helps the cells grow younger and helps the cells make more nitrous oxide. So the cells are more energized, so they go about cleaning things like little Pac-Man, and they clean up all the artery like a little rooter. That's what happens when you have high-dose arginine in your system. Next, we want to just touch bases on TA65. Now, TA65 is astrologus. What it does, it helps your chromosomes. You see, in your body, you have 46 chromosomes, 23 from your mom and 23 from your dad. That's your hard drive. When you were born, you knew everything your parents knew because everything that happened to your parents was stored in the chromosomes. It was like a movie of their life. And so when you were born, you had all their information in you. And because of that, you knew everything your parents knew. So if your ancestors survived the bubonic plague in 1500 BC, and it came around today, you would probably survive it because the information is stored in your hard drive, your chromosomes. All right. So when your 10-year-old says to you, Mom, Dad, I got it, they got it. That's correct. They did get it. You see, the only difference between us is how quickly our kids assimilate the stuff that's in their data banks, in their hard drive. See, you've seen The Matrix, how he started out, he didn't know what to do, and then after a while he learned. Well, he had all that in him already. He just was able to access his hard drive or his chromosomes and get that information out quicker. And that's what we're talking about. You see, you have, if you look at your chromosomes as a shoelace, and then if you look at the tip of it, the hard part, as a telomere, when your cells divide, and your cells divide regularly, when they divide, that hard part gets shorter and shorter and shorter with each division. And then when the hard part is gone, what happens to your shoelace? It unravels. That's your hard drive unraveling. You do not want your hard drive to unravel, because the moment it unravels, when you are faced with anything that you could fix before, you don't have the memory in your hard drive to fix the problem. So therefore, you start aging quickly and you die quickly. When you take TA65, that makes your telomere longer, and so now you can live longer and be healthier for a lot longer time. All right, so that's TA65. Now, we're drawing near the end of the show. Unfortunately, I did not have time to talk about stem cells or growth hormone. We will touch on that another time. You're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, the Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550. You can call our office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, or you can catch it on the web at feel29.com, feel29.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. You can also get it at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You'll get an autographed copy from that source. You can email me at vfwilliemd@twaamc.com. That's vfwilliemd@twaamc.com. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.